Did you know that this year marks a centennial of the Pulitzer Prizes? In celebration of that milestone, the Maryland Humanities Council is offering a year-long series of events to highlight the impact this award-winning work has had on our lives. Made possible through a grant from the Federation of State Humanities Councils, the programming kicked off this month with journalist panels at the Baltimore Sun. Diana Sugg, Pulitzer Prize-winning Sun journalist, shares the powerful impact that investigative journalism and the Pulitzer Prizes have on our world.
I remember that day as if it were yesterday. It was this time of year. The weather was chilly and gray. I drove through the entrance of the Baltimore Cemetery and stopped at the little gatekeeper's house to ask for help. I was looking for a grave, an unusual one. I was on the trail of a story, one people didn't want to talk about. As a medical writer at the Baltimore Sun, I noticed a mention on an NIH calendar for a conference on stillbirths. It was a word, a subject that was rarely mentioned. Once I started looking, the facts were shocking. 5 times as many babies are stillborn as die of SIDS, yet stillbirths got only a fraction of the research money. When I tried to talk with local hospitals about how they handled these cases, some wouldn't discuss it. The hospitals didn't want to upset the mothers. Sadly, that same taboo had scared off medical researchers. But I learned that one of the hospitals had a gravesite for the stillborn babies. As I pulled my car along the curvy roads of the cemetery, past dozens of ivory tombstones, I suddenly saw it on a hill, a large pink granite stone. I climbed out of the car and saw all the toys tucked at the foot of the grave marker, presents the parents never got to give, a Tonka truck, a Barbie doll, a pinwheel blowing and sparkling in the wind. "I try not to move those," a voice behind me called. It was the caretaker, an older man. Bit by bit, he helped me see. The parents would often come to the cemetery to quietly mark birthdays and holidays. I wondered, how many babies are buried here? The answer was in that little front office with its cubbies and its rusty keys. A woman pulled out a big heavy book. She ran her finger over the register's lined pages. She started counting. In that one grave, there were more than 75 babies. "Oh, but there's plenty of room for more," she said matter-of-factly. The hospital had planned ahead and reserved space, and there was room for hundreds more stillborn babies in that plot. I drove back to the Baltimore Sun newsroom in silence. I knew I was in a sacred moment. I had found the heart of my story. That even as medical researchers and society in general didn't want to delve into these deaths, often of full-term babies who left no clue why they were born dead, space had already been set aside to bury them. I was haunted by that story, and that is the passion that leads journalists to work harder, puzzle longer, and dig deeper. It is what makes many of us feel journalism is a vocation, a calling, and spurs us to do dogged, indelible work. That is what the Pulitzer Prizes celebrate. This year, they are 100 years old, but they are more relevant than ever because they honor those magical moments when journalists discover something and go after it, when we stretch the limits of our abilities to do our best work and ultimately, hopefully, help this world.
The next panel and discussion on wars, veterans, and national security will be held at the Baltimore Sun on March 29th. You can hear more from Diana Sugg at the Challenges Faced by Baltimore panel and discussion at The Sun on April 19th. More details can be found at mdhc.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR. For the Maryland Humanities Council, I'm Phoebe Stein.